This Fine Music Radio production and other extant podcasts are available on the podcasts page of the Fine Music Radio website, fmr.co.za.
Our Living Community.
Hello and welcome to Our Living Community, Fine Music Radio's environmental feature that focuses on organizations working in and around Cape Town. I'm Otto van der Walt, and this feature is brought to you each week by the realtors who care about your environment, RE/MAX Living Cape Town. Have you ever considered that taking your dog for a walk in Newlands Forest or going for a picnic there might have more benefits than just giving your dog its exercise or socializing with friends? This week, Willem Boshoff of the Newlands Forest Conservation Group talks about the psychological and physical effects that a walk in the forest can have.
I think the value of Newlands Forest to the people of Cape Town is probably not fully understood yet. If you go into Newlands Forest on a good weather weekend in summer, there will be several thousand people that day in the forest with their dogs, with their families, enjoying nature, and that is absolutely wonderful. With that comes a big human impact. So part of our goal is to educate people to use the forest correctly. We've seen a definite increase in users sort of in the post-COVID era, and there's a number of theories around it. None has been tested, but I think some of them are logical. I think one is during the COVID era, the way people work changed. So we're spending longer hours working at home, sitting behind a screen the whole day. And there's an increase in screen time for people that goes along with technological developments, the accessibility of tablets and phones. And with that, the impact that we're realizing is that people actually need to spend time in nature. It's not a luxury. It's not a pastime. It's absolutely a necessity. And a lot of studies has been done around the positive impacts of if you have a certain amount of screen time, that you need a certain amount of green time. The impact of spending time in nature is physical in terms of the exercise of getting a good walk, and it's also there's a very big psychological impact in terms of what it does to your brain in helping you to relax, in helping you to restore creativity, in helping you to rest, and also for your eyes, your physiology. And as people become aware of those benefits, I think there's a more intentional increase of people going into the forest, but I think there's also just simply the realization or the experience that people go for a walk in a beautiful natural place with a pristine nature and they feel good afterwards. And they realize, well, the more I do it, the better I feel. And that is very good. And what we're seeing is studies coming out confirming it. We've seen a few years ago, there was articles that doctors in Scotland started to prescribe time in nature to their patients. They would literally give them a doctor's letter saying, Mr. Scott needs to take off 2 days from work and need to go spend time in nature. And that is because the beneficial effects of spending time in nature is profound and becoming more and more measurable.
That was Willem Boshoff from the Newlands Forest Conservation Group. To find out more about the organization, please visit their website, newlandsconservation.com. And a reminder that the Sugarbird Project needs your help to pull out Port Jackson seedlings in the Silvermine Valley area. Join them on Saturdays for the month of September. Meet at the Sunbird Centre, Silvermine Valley Road at 8:30 in the morning. You will need to sign up for free at quickit.co.za and search for Sugarbird Volunteer Day. Bring a grubber or small fork, a hat, sunblock, water, raincoat and something to kneel on. For more information, please visit the social media pages of the Sugarbird Project. This feature was brought to you by the professional realtors who care about your environment. RE/MAX Living Cape Town.
This was a Fine Music Radio production. Our living community is broadcast every Wednesday morning at 7:15 on the Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills.